almost done, right? Well, we try to go slowly. We're not rushing anybody. We're trying to go as slowly as we can to understand. Trying to train the Talmidim that even those of you who are used to learning Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, which I hope you're able to do, I hope, there's a little bit of a different chokhmah to read the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the Taz. Not exactly the same as Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. It's different. But of course, some of the basic skills are the same, and this requires some honing of those skills. So we spend a lot of time just reading through Shach and Taz, not because I want to bore you, but I think that there's nuances in every turn, and I think you should learn to appreciate these things. And it's good for a lifetime. Because even if you won't be learning every day, whole life, you'll be learning other things. You're learning Shulchan Aruch, you have to know how to open a Shulchan Aruch as well as open the Gemara. And we're trying to do both. Different ratios depending on the particulars of the sugya and etc. So that's the way we're moving, and I would like to continue in that way. Let's review again Rabosai, Simen Pei Zayin Sif Yud. Sif Tes, which we discussed, was about how we define which parts of the milk are good and no good depending on how they're solo, they're korosh, various intricacies which we've already spoke about. Then, Rabosai, we have this always this back and forth which the post can have. We're going to try to see it. Sif Yud. Cholav Anitza Bekeva. Let's, for the moment, skip the Ramos next comment. Go back straight to the Mechaber. Shenimlach Bekevosa. O She'omad Bo Yom Echot. So the two different ways that taste can go. Normally, taste does not go from without heat. Without heat, taste doesn't transfer. General rule. There are two exceptions. Kovash kemevushol and meliach kerosayach. These two, I mean, just to give the sources, the primary sources for these, are really in the Shulchan Aruch way, all the way in Simen Kufhei. Just take a quick glimpse, just to see a little bit. We already saw here before yesterday. A little bit, see again, just to see the basics. Kufhei. Isur shenishre imaheter meis le'eis kitzonan mikri kovush vareu kimavushal v'nesa kula. That's what they do with mavushal. Mavushal asks the whole thing, goes through and through. So to kovush. Have a pachas mikhein less than 24 hours. V'adocha sagi. Nothing, you just rinse it off. Everything's cold. If everything is cold, there's no transfer of taste. What's the exception? Is an important exception. We're looking to skip the Ramah to the continuation of the Shulchan Aruch itself after the Ramah in Simen Kuf Hei Sif Aleph. What does it say? Let's look very carefully. It will kovash besoch tzir or betoch chometz, brine or vinegar. Himshok kadesh yitnenu alo ur v'yartiach. V'yaskel is bashel. A certain small amount of time. Can't measure it in minutes for you right now. Harehu kemevushel. Again, absorbs completely. What does kadei klipa mean? Kadei klipa means that a thin peel is impacted upon by this brine or vinegar, even in a shorter amount of time than it takes to heat something up on a fire. This is what it says. This is a famous concept of kovash kemevushel. I think it's worthwhile open Talmud Bavli to see where it comes from, even if only briefly. Take a look, if you will, in Simon, excuse me, in Daf, Sadi Zayin Amud Beis. Sadi Zayin Amud Beis. We'll see how it fits directly into our sugya in a moment. On Sadi Zayin Amud Beis, Omashul, the 10th line, Meliach Harehuke Roseach, Kovush Harehuke Mavushal. Note, a different expression is used for Meliach as it's used for Kovush, because there are differences, Lahalacha Lamaisa. This we are in Simen Kuf Hei, at least we had glimpsed in Simen Kuf Hei. We had seen Kovash Arayu Kibbushel. It pays to look a little bit further in Simen Kuf Hei and see that Moliach Kiroseach is found there as well, even though it's mentioned earlier in addition, but it's also in Simen Kuf Hei. Sif Tes Moliach She'eno Necho Machmas Milcho. It's so salty. That's too salty to eat. Rabbi Sai, you ever seen salty meat? Who's ever seen salty meat in his life? Ever? How much salt did they put on the meat? Do you want to eat that? I happen to like salt. I'm not one of those salt guys. That guy, my blood pressure is low, so I'm able to have salt. Many of my friends are on low salt diets and low sodium diets. Okay. But even so, the amount of salt they put on meat to kasher it is much too much. No one can eat it. So you have so much salt. It's too salty to eat. Dino kiroseach, according to the Gemara Moliach Kiroseach, umaflit lesser kidei klipa. Whoa! See what's happening over here? It only achieves what we call a kidei klipa. That's why they changed expressions. Kovash kibavushal means bakulo. And Moliach Kiroseach means only kidei klipa. That's why the Talmud changes expression. Okay. The imu. Well, we're not going into all these details. Imu shumon agidu knok l'shabo kakromos. Yesh lahachmu latrichem netilas mokom. Klipa is the smallest possible peel. Netilas mokom is the width of a finger. Imu chelev mamish. Fat, sarich shishim levatlo. What does that mean, sarich shishim levatlo? So we call a dover shamein. A dover shamein, Rabbi Osai. And we have the general principle when it comes to what we call in our language, tzli. Tzli, as we mentioned earlier, the opening day, is not liquid heat and water, it's dry heat. Maliach kiroseach, as opposed to kavash kimavushal, means maliach kiroseach is the equivalent of tzli, not the equivalent of mavushal. But even when it comes to tzli, which is also only what we call a kadei netila, if it's davar shamein, it extends the kulo. What's the source for this halacha? The source is the Gemara on the same daf we saw before in Mesech Tachul. Take a look again. Just again briefly. We're not going into all the Pratim right now. The Gemara says Mesech Tachulin. Mesech Tachulin. We'll see. We'll start from Tzadi Vavim and Beis. After Yontif, after Sukkot, we're going to start this Gemara in earnest. For real. We're just getting a little bit of a coming attractions. Is that the right word to use? Coming attractions. Previews. The Gemara says, Nisbashel, after the Mishnah, Asis Kula. Nitzlaba, Kolef. That's it. If it's just Sli, it's just Kolef. That's all. I affect the Gemara. Kedish et Slo, Bechelvo, Osu Lechol, Afila Beirosh, Osno. Entirely. Answers the Gemara, top line of Tzadim and Alf. Shani chelev demefapeya. What does that mean? It's a dover. It bubble goes through because it's a dover shamein. It's a dover shamein. Says the mefarshim explain meliach kiroseach. And here too, we saw just in Shulchan Aruch, it'll go beyond the kadei klipa and the tila, go throughout if it's a dover shamein. And the problem is, the Rambam writes, we're not expert in what's a dover shamein. We treat everything as a dover shamein. Oh, you vey. Just imagine that, because how you have so many chumers. Everyone with me? You follow how the chumer chain goes? It starts off, Sli or Malicha only goes, how much? At most a finger. But then comes the next chumer of the Gemara, Davar Shamin is different. The chumer of the Ramah, basically Rishonim, we're not expert in Davar Shamin. Everything is Davar Shamin. Or maybe something's for sure not Shamin. Rabosai, we'll see as we go along, what is considered Shamin, what we're not sure is Shamin, what's for sure is not Shamin. The three categories, obviously. Yes, sir.
When we say kavash is conditional, Does that mean minatora, it's like you're actually cooking it, or it's somebody else from the
rice? That's a good question. It depends with respect to what. With respect to Shabbos, for sure not. Someone who's kovish, kavosha, and b'shabbos, nisa d'rabon, it's not considered d'rabon. Basa b'cholav again, for sure not. Because derech bishul as for Torah, means with fire. But as far as the absorption of taste, you want to know. I had a piece of pig's meat, and the pig's meat was soaking in water for 24 hours. And I decided I want to have some pig soup. Ooh. Let's make it better. Purdue chicken. It tastes just like the same chicken you buy in the store. Purdue chicken was soaking in the water for 24 hours. And I want to have some chicken soup. Oh, Jewish penicillin. Right? So I decided to have this. What do you say about that? Is that the rice or not? On a simple level, the answer is yes. Assuming that Tom Kiker is the rice. So if you cook the Purdue chicken in water, it would be a daraisa. Campbell's chicken soup. You sell it all over the place. We'll assume it's daraisa. It makes two assumptions. One, that there's a shechita loaf and a Torah. An oaf requires shechita on a level of daraisa, which not everyone agrees to. Number two, Tom Kiker daraisa in its greatest manifestation, we'll get to after Yontif. Number two. Number three, if instead of cooking it, you just soaked it, if Kovash Kimavush was daraisa for that, then you would be also get Malkus on it. But I'm just, I left the, we have a lot where to go till we get to those details. But everyone me so far, it's called basic stuff. Basic, very basic stuff. So now, getting back to our Indian, the Simon Pei Zion, we understand that it was either there for 24 hours or was there Nimlach, and now it's absorption of taste, and it's also lahamid bo. Since it absorbs the taste, it's considered to be not kosher. And if it's not kosher, then you cannot use it to be mamid. Okay? Says the Rabbah, v'imhamid bo, if you did it, imu hatzolol oser kol agvinos, in other words, it's a dover hamamid, I feel of elaflow bottle. The only way to have the bittul is at the first stage. What's the first stage? The first stage is that there's 60 times in the cholov keneged the thing which is not kosher. We'll call it the keva, where the keva we'll see soon means the basar, or means the Chol of Shabbat, as the case may be. So if there's 60 times milk in the original mixture, so what was mamid, what converted the milk to cheese, was a davar hamoter. True, it included a davar hamoter, but it's a davar hamoter because it's bata b'shishim. That is no problem. Less than that is a major problem. So we left off with two kashas yesterday, from the Taz and the Shach, who attack their Amor from opposite angles. You gotta love that. Our Gedolim attack from different angles, and you get to the end of the day, maybe their Amor is right. Because we can attack from both sides, maybe he's even right. Okay? Let's do the Taz first, okay? Taz came a little bit first. Taz was written, presumably first. Koshali, the Das Arosh, a Koshal Kele Daito, Shakosa the Simen, Tzadiches, the Min, Bemino, Beshishim. V'akan Mario Linyan Melicha, v'harosh Shviolei v'simel Kufhei, v'kamaduchti the Ein Melicha Oseres Yosef Mikidei Klipa. We saw it ourselves. V'bishul Davka by Bishul Binan Shishim. So the question becomes, what? Why do you require 60 times? It should be unnecessary. This is a matter of a little bit of a klipa. But Tzarech Lomar, the Kevan Sheshkan, Cholov, Havalei Ki'isur, Shomein, to also the Harosh, Kolachaticha, Kamosha Kosev, and Simon Kufay, as we saw. Aye, the Rajbah says, Dvorim Sharmarna, Afil Bibosa, Becholov, Shacholov, Einam Ifapaya. The Rajbah is going to go on the line and say, milk is not a davar shamein. It doesn't just mean skim milk. Even we all know, now we know, what's the percentage of fat in milk? Who knows?
4%. Now, I never knew that growing up. 4%. It's 4%. It's 2%. It's 1%. That's I got some notorious, which we didn't know growing up. I never heard of this thing. Right? So 4%. The Rashi, how can it be called a davar shavu? It's only 4% of the whole milk. Yeah. The Rashi disagrees. 4%. What? So much. What did Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik say? It's a machlekes in the Metzias. Name a machlekes in Shiurim. It's 4%. Make the whole thing a davar shavu potentially. Well, the Rashi would have it. Only 4% for sure is not a davar shavu. It's a classical case in point. No machlekes in the facts. Okay, Rabbi Osai, with me? Oh, right. Ah, kosher. The besimel kufes of zayin muchach below amin and cholav who have a isa shamein. Kmo shachachti sham. So we pask and a cholav is not shamein. So what's a kadei klipa that should be enough? Sorachin rav liyashin. Not just stam sorachin. Sorachin rav. How much difference between sorachin and sorachin rav, frankly? But sorachin godol. Okay, we don't know the answer. Comes in the kudas akesef on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, you all have it, and we started reading this yesterday, so we ran out of time. Let's read it again from the beginning. Take it from the beginning. Always have this chazar is always good. From the beginning. Lo kosher midi. Your kasha is no kasha. The taz is kasha, no kasha. We'll stop here for a moment, take a break. Rabbi Einstein Ashlita comes every year to our yeshiva to collect very much needed funds for our near Eretz Yisrael, and I'm sure that everybody this time of the year is interested in finding a worthwhile stucco. Please give him your undivided attention.
Some of you know me from previous years, others are new. I'm part of a very small organization that has been coming to Lachanan 25, 30 years now. And we collect for several hundred families in Eretz Yisrael who are poverty-stricken families. What's singular about the stucco is, first of all, its probity, its fairness. Each family is checked out for its need. Larger families get larger stipends, smaller ones get smaller. And these are rechecked throughout the year. Secondly, every single cent that you give goes there. Nothing comes off. All expenses are borne by others. It does not come out of this tzedakah. This is a real tzedakah to people who really need the money, and everything goes to them. Rabbi Shachter calls me up sometime between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and whatever has been committed to him at that time will lay out the funds. It's a real stucker to people who really need it, and every cent for them goes. I ask you to, whatever you can, your family and friends, those who want to give it stucker, they get it either to Rabbi Willig or to Rabbi Shachter. It'll find its way to us, and we'll lay out the money as long as there's a commitment. Gentlemen, do whatever you can. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do that too. Checks can be made out to my shul's charity fund for tax purposes. That's Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. We simply translate it so that you get a tax deduction. Please, whatever you can do.
Dovi, it's your job.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem. You're welcome to help many families. There's a lot of poverty in Eretz Yisrael. I can vouch for that fact. I happen to have a niece who lives in Bnei Brak. People come to her door, they have nothing. She gives out chickens from her house. They come to her for chickens. I mean, it's not, that's it. There is a lot of poverty in the Holy Land. We can't solve all the world's problems, but that's not in our ability, but we can help solve some of the problems. I just wrote in my shul bulletin that, you know, we're going to start Slichas, Matzah Shabbos. What do we say? Kedalim ukeroshim de facto de losech. We approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as beggars. We knock on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's door. And it's right there, it says, in the same, you know, same introduction, the opening paragraph. Right? Talk about our requirement to examine our ways. Nachbasur, Rachena, Vanachkoro, etc. The juxtaposition teaches me that we have to take specific introspection with respect to how we treat poor people who come to our doors. It's sometimes it's very trying. Sometimes people bother you, they want to daven, you want to eat, you want to this, you want to learn. They're haranguing you and harassing you, and you don't think they're even so deserving. But just remember, there's a mida keneged mida. How you treat others Kadosh Baruch Hu treats you. Just look in the Haftarah of Yom Kippur. Haftarah of Yom Kippur says, "Halo paros l'rov lachmecha." If you have a bread, give half the bread to aniyim. V'aniyim merudim tovi bayis. People who are, that's just about giving them, bring them to your house, even though they're merudim, they're lowly. And even more than that, most of them are the Baba Basra, Adav Tess. More important than giving them the money is giving them a smile, giving them a warm welcome. That's incredible. But also based on Pesukim in Seder of the Haftarah for Yom Kippur. So the prepare of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is what we say? Today's Wednesday today? Are we 3 weeks from Yom Kippur exactly? Is that correct? So you have 3 weeks to prepare for Yom Kippur. This is the way to prepare Yom Kippur by giving tzedakah. And people are going to be, how should I say it, asking you between the next few weeks, give what you can, give it a smile. Remember that Chalila v'chas, if you humiliate a poor person, then you come knock on the Kodesh Baruch's door, K'dalim v'chorosh d'fag l'secha. How do you treat the Dalai Rosh Hashanah knocked on your house, on your door? Scary thought. It's my shul's bulletin, so you're privileged in Rabbi Einstein's presence here, a little bit of the musa that I get to Balabat in yeshiva as well. Okay.
Give your bracha, Bush. I'll always be on the giving side.
Amen.
Never on the other side.
Amen, amen. We're back then in the Kudus HaKesef. We all talk about money, right? We have Turei Zov, the Kudus HaKesef. Okay, so let's go. Lo kosh amidi, he says. The Taz's cash is no cash. For, I think, three different reasons. See the first reason. The Kama time. One, Chodah. So EU Gufe Kosov the Kaman Simon Sadi Alaf Sivkon Zion, the Das HaRosh tells you where it is in my edition. Chulin Perek Ches Simon Lamedal. The Koldova Shetzara Klipa Vloshech Be Klipa Kula Vasa. Klipa is when it comes to solids. Since there's no possibility of Klipa, obviously, with respect to a liquid, the entire thing is prohibited according to the Ramah himself. According to the Taz himself, you know, this is the greatest kasha. A kasha in the Taz from the Taz. You yourself, you forgot what you wrote four sifrim down the road. Sivanim down the road. Kasha number one of the Shach here in the Kudus HaKesef against the Taz. Inami, you guys, we left off at the end of the show yesterday. Tashani Acha, Keva Shenichas Pesocha Keva VeNimlach Pesocha Keshir Sheyitnu Ala Or VeYartiach Domi LeKovush VeYos LeKulo. Wow, this is comparable to kavush, where we know if it's a davar charif, it's just like a tzir and chometz, brine or vinegar, it's also bekulo. The davar lenimlach bekli shen emenukov. We're not going to hilchos melicha right now, but you're supposed to do. Who's seen melicha? Who's? What does the bottom, when you do melicha, you put it on a kli? What is on the bottom of that kli? Holes. Why are the holes there? Why? So the blood should drain. And if there's no blood, no drain, what are you doing? You're taking the blood out, and the meat's soaking in the blood. It makes it worse. So if you nivach b'kli she'ed ha'manuka, v'shavo, not 24 hours. K'day shir she'yitneno ala ur v'yartiach d'yasa. You know why? Because that blood is salty blood. Here too it's salty. Okay, that's in Simon Samach Tes. If you dress, Afal gab the meliach ain't no osa look at that klipa. No, here it's not just plain salt. It's a salty liquid. A salty liquid can cause a bliya earlier than that, and it can cause a bliya which is greater than that. That's the Beis Yosef writes. She yishem b'melicha is deichoshev rosech nizbor b'simen samach tes. Ad kan l'shon of the Beis Yosef. You see, he holds like me. The imlokein shir l'meli. Olinyan melicha kadei klipa and sarach shir happens right away. Olinyan meliach mekliish and emanukov lesa komash and nichbash chotav erasham shiur deliel. The Vatican of Rashi is a borur. Over here, since it's salty, it goes beyond the kadei klipa. That's teretz number two. Teretz number three. Oh, Tei Shloma, that tura beisoris of lokoi ela omer bayom shalim. It's all going on komash. For Rabba Gosh, because of stomach, Haina the Ozal the Tamei, then on Kaimalon, the Shire, Kol Malicha Meshishim, Ukidalakamon Simon Kufhei, Siftes, we just saw it, We're machmir and everything. We're afraid of shaman, etc., etc. Adkan, the three terutzim of the Nekudas HaKesef, why indeed the entire milk, the original milk, which is nimlach, together with the original keva, is considered to be prohibited. And we don't say it's only kedei klipa for three reasons. Number one, it's liquid. Number two, it's submerged in a salty liquid substance. And number three, there are more machmir in all malichas. We don't rely on klipa. We're afraid of davar shamet. You have three separate and distinct reasons we're given. Fine, we're given. Now to the shachs kasha. Shachs of cotton lamet. Come on, Rabose, back into the wars. Let's go. Look, shachs of cotton lamet. Achi shishim becholav. Koloma. Achi shishim becholav shehemid v'nasu gvinus. You have a huge vat of milk that you're trying to convert into cheese to sell it commercially. A huge vat. And a little bit of milk that absorbed the enzymes from the keva. So if the little bit of milk that absorbed the enzymes from the keva is thrown into a whole vat full of milk and it's about to be shishim, then everything is fine. Correct the shach. Why? Again, actually, shishim becholosh amen benasu gvinus negad acholosh shevakeva shenasu vakeva mishabasu becholos if it has the enzymes. Fine. The chora kosher amai sagi b'shishim ho acholosh shevakeva osu miatzo nasis nevela v'achinami amina on the kamar meshim kuf ayin kuf alef siv beis. The Ein Chaticha Ruil Iskari Ela Imisura Machas Atzma, as opposed to it just has a foreign implant of taste. Go in the Vela, and what's the second example? Basar Bechol Avatkan. Basar Bechol. We don't say, you know, this milk is intrinsically permissible. You know why it's treif? Has basar in it. Wrong, wrong, and wrong, says the Shach. Once the basar gets mixed into the cholav, every molecule is nasa what? Nasa what, Rabbi Osai? Nevela, chaticha nasa nevela. It's all one big nevela. It's an intrinsic prohibition, not an absorbed prohibition from some other source, meat in the milk. No! It's an intrinsic prohibition. It's chaticha ruil iskabed. You have many cups of milk, and you give a certain person a cup of milk, it gets mixed up in other cups, it's not batel. Right. Yim kain, kanch kevin shudavar ha-maimid, I feel about flow bottle. Kibosha cause of Sifir Aleph. That's a famous in the Davar HaMayim. Because of a Mordechai Perakolabos or Tashlag, Al Shem Chubas Harashim Ben Shimshim Ben Avro, B'mais HaShasuk Vinos Mecholov Shebekevo V'nimtsu Liachas Mametok HaSak SheHacholov Hoyom Bo'ma'at Min HaDakin, which is a little meat, Shag Vinos HaSuris Kevan SheYistur Maimid Hainu Nosen Tam. End quote. So what's going on? Parentheses. The Av Shel Hatur Kosav Gam Ken Kemosh Kosav Arav. Why is it the Ramot's fault? He's quoting the Torah verbatim. No, it's the Ramot's fault. You know why? Yesh Loma Hatur Sviulei the Dabra Maimish also Bottle Bishishim. Uchadas Rabbeinu Tam the Mordechai Bishuvus Maimish Shamu denies Dabra Maimish completely. So the Torah is entitled to his opinion. We spoke about this at some length yesterday. But the Ramah accepts the principle that Ramah is a bottle. So what happened over here? Everyone follow me so far. If you don't, raise your hand right now before we get to the Teretz. Yes?
Where do we see that the Ramah holds the Ramah?
Good question. Good question. Where do we find that the Ramah accepts the principle of Dover HaMayim and Afila B'Elef? Low bottle. Maybe the Rambam holds like the Torah also. It's low bottle. That it is bottle b'shishim. The answer, of course, is the Rambam said it in more than one place. But I'll show it to you in Sifir Aleph. You should know by heart. If you saw the Rambam come, you should know it in your sleep. Just read the first word of the line of the Rambam Sifir Aleph. Mishum the davar ha'osa bi'atzma u'maimid afilu be'elef low bottle. I rest my case. It's right there. He said it b'feresh. Ferish and Ramah, the first line in Ramah Sifir Aleph. That's been up to that yet.
No, but that's
no, we're not up to that yet. Here? That's Zev as a Gorom. That's not going to be today. I don't think. I'm not even sure it's going to be tomorrow. We have to go slowly. It's a lot of resistance here in these last two sifrim and Siman Pei Zayin. You have to go slowly. And we're not going to jump the gun. I want to take all your questions. I want to make sure everyone understands completely, thoroughly. You have to chazer. Don't trust me, the Shia. You have to review it again. But at least if you understand it, b'shas ma'isa, it'll be a bit easier to review later on. Vayta. V'yei shloma. Davko dover ha-mamid she'osur me'atzmo mamish. We mentioned this yesterday. Mamish. It's a very fascinating term. It's very common today. We talk, it's like Yiddish is mamish. But when the rabbis use the word mamish, they meant it very carefully. Mamish means, is it isur me'atzmo, which is not mamish, and isur atzmo, which is mamish. If meat gets absorbed in milk, it's an isur me'atzmo. Yes, but it's not an isur me'atzmo, mamish. Our gedolim, this is Talmudic, splitting hairs. If you ever want to accuse it of the Talmud of splitting hairs, here you have it right over here. It's isur me'atzmo, but not isur me'atzmo, mamish. Yeah, but the milk only got it from the meat. Right. Kagon. Nevela. Nevela is intrinsic. Amina the low bottle. Mashen kein hocha she'en ha-maimed osu me'atzmo. Elim shem taru v'sposa b'cholov. V'lochein bottle shapir. Parentheses. There's a parentheses here in the shach. There are not too many parentheses in the shach. But this is a parentheses, which means there's this freestanding svara, and we could, in theory, live without it. We could, in theory, live without it. Let's see what it says. Vafilu inema the bosa b'cholov mamish shenesrai de bishul choshev kugufo shalisser v'im hemidubo achakach osa b'mashu. Against what he said, this is a differing opinion. Differing opinion. We'll consider it not only Isur Me'atzmo, but Isur Me'atzmo what? Mamish. We'll throw in the magic mamish word. Okay? Yikomakom. Hacha kevan lo nesa ela al yadei melicha v'komsh. Deina le medrabanon. Sfile la rab lo choshev kegubva shal isur linyan shi yeser me'mamish v'chol shu. Ein shal. Parenthetical comment. Basa b'cholav d'araisa. Is ki'isa me'atzmo mamish according to this. But Basa b'chol d'rabanon not. This is a very lumdu shavart. Perhaps they will get to what the lumdus is. They never got to the teretz. Miu, the isur v'heter ha'aruch, klal mem zayin din ches isa, she'ela, ikovish choshev kemevush l'nyon zeh, v'nira l'svile l'harav, l'hokel b'zeh. That the rav means the ramo is mekel. That if it's kovish kemevush l'nyon zeh, you don't apply the principle, it's also, it's considered isur machas atzol mamish. Fine. Close parentheses. Uchuba Sav Shishin Ber Avraham. Ozalatame. What does that mean? The Sfirle da Filu Maimid Baor Kevas Kshera Lo Bottle. Ukimavu Bedvarav Sham. He has a much more strict view of Maimid. If I take milk and I maimid it with meat, we pass it like the Rimigash. It's Bottle B'Shishin. But the Rash Mishan says no. Avol adidan lo kaim al anochi, k'mo shekosta b'tacham achabe b'sif yud alf. Im kain, nehi di asrina na cholot mishum shebola o mea keva, mikom agon b'shish im sagi v'duk v'docha k'tzas. Very power-packed shach over here. Let's review what the shach said in 2 minutes. The shach is bothered. Why don't we apply the principle of dober ha-mayimid b'elef lo botol? And don't tell me the Rambam quoted the Torah. Because the Torah denies the Avraham Ayman, like a Benatam. But the Rambam accepts it. So why is he, what happens to the Avraham Ayman over here? What did he answer? Only Isur Me'atzmo Mamish. And here, and Basa B'cholav in this first permutation is never Isur Me'atzmo Mamish. In the second permutation, in parentheses, no. Honest to goodness, Basa B'cholav, which is cooked, is Isur Me'atzmo Mamish. It's only soaked or salted, it's Derabanan. It's not called Isur Me'atzmo Mamish. That's what it says. I'll tell me that the Rashi Shimshon ben Avraham is Machmir. It's a different word. His word is even Mam or Kevas Ksheres Lo Bottle. Since we don't pass like him, so therefore it's Bottle B'Shishon. That also requires a bit of an explanation. But we just read the Shach Any questions before I go on to analyze the Shach? Just based on a simple reading of Shach, Sifkot and Lamed. Got this Pashup Shah in the Shach, right? Good. Once we get to the Pashup Shah, we get to a little bit more complicated Shah. For the moment, we're in Pashup Shah in the Shach, Sif Koton Lad. Pashup Shah. Yeah. This again, so far just Pashup Shah. Pashup Shah. Now let's try to analyze a little bit more carefully after we did the Pashup Shah. What really is the depth of the Shach? Depth of the Shach. So we have to take a few steps back and say as follows. Listen very carefully. We discussed yesterday a major yisod. A major yisod. The Rambam, the Rimigash, said that, based on a simple read, Or Kevas Nevela. So Rabbo said there are two extreme reads. This is the Chazar over and over again. The two extreme reads. One is the read of those who maintain the Dabra Mamet is bottle, the Tur or Benatam. And they say, although the Gemara says it's a Dabra HaMaimid, what it really means is it's no Santam. That's what it means. And they have diukim for the sugya. It's not going into their proto right now. The other extreme view says, no, even if it's or kevas kshera, it would render the cheese non-kosher. So why did the Mishnah say or kevas nevela? The answer is we're in doubt. We're in doubt. Or kevas kshera, worst case scenario is the Rabbanon. Sfeika de Rabbanon Lekula. Or Kevas Nevela. Maybe, we'll get to this later, maybe they hold that Dover HaMayimit Lebot is a Din Doraisa. And therefore, Rabbosai, Or Kevas Nevela is a Sfeika de Raisa, Or Kevas Kshera, a Sfeika de Rabbanon, that's why it's Mutter. But if you knew for sure that Oro Kevas Ksheira, we'd talk about Yosur. That's extreme chumadik of you. We are centrists, gentlemen. We follow the middle view. The Rambam, Shvil HaZahav, right? He rejects the chumras, rejects the kulas. Rambam says, Oro, of course, is Rebbe, Rebbe Gash. Oro Kevas Nevela, Dabra Maimed Asis. Even no bit of Bishishim. Oro Kevas Ksheira does not. For reasons which we spoke about a little bit yesterday, I'm going to come back to it a little bit today. The brilliant idea we saw from the Megillah Sefer, I'm so excited about it. Every time I say it again, I get more excited. You know, if the base manager again it once or twice this morning. He said like this, I showed it to somebody this morning, base manager. Tosu says, if the entire Easter is created by mixture, it's impossible to become bottled to a mixture. And the two examples I quoted, what are they? Shatness. He says, created by mixture, it can be bottled by mixture. And the other would-be case is bottled by cholov. The only reason why, if it's less than X percent, it's an effect, I won't use the word bottled even, it doesn't answer, is because it's not what? Two words. What is it not? It's not derech bishul. Derech bishul, you're right. Not, no, derech bishul requires nesinas tam. You said the right answer. I was just looking for a different phrase. It's not derech bishul as for Torah. It's not nosin tam. But other than the bittul doesn't exist when the issa comes about to dvar hamutarim intrinsically. Therefore, what are you going to tell me? Dvar hamayim akilu be'elof lo bottle. Ha! It's not even bottle without dvar hamayim. It's never bottle. So it's not derech bishul. Still not derech bishul. That's the brilliant pshat I was so excited about from the Megillah Sefer in explaining the Rimi Gash Rambam in his own very, very beautiful way. Beautiful way. That's the problem, Rabbosai. This problem is raised by Rabbi Akiva Eger. Not Rabbi Akiva Eger here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. It's called a little bit of the Pesachei Tshuva. It's a Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eger in Simon Reish Zion. He has the following question. Very nice.
very nice on a level of the Oraisa, it's mutter for the reasons which we just mentioned. But with the Rabbanon? Rabbanon acid, you can't have a slice of American cheese and a slice of salami. No taste goes from one to the other. Even that's not allowed. So how much more so should it not be allowed when you have a slice, not of salami, of some enzyme-packed orakeva going into milk? At least a level of Rabbanon. Let it be usher. Answer b'kivega like this. The rabbis only prohibit a mixture that in case you cook it, will be basa b'chol of d'oraisa. I have a slice of American cheese and a slice of salami. It's garnished. It's nothing. What if I took those two slices together and put them in a pot of water, which had 50 times the value? It would be basa b'chol of d'oraisa mamish. So they made a gzera, even if it's two slices on a sandwich. However, when it comes to our case, it's butter b'shishin. Even if you'd cook it together, not just a maimed, you'd cook it together, it still wouldn't be basa b'chol of d'oraisa. Interestingly, it's possible that even the machmirim, such as Tosfos seems to say that even or kevas sheir with asa. Only reason we say nevela because making it to a rice as opposed to the rabbanon. He may agree, Rabosai, in principle. Listen carefully. He may agree in principle with Tosfos and Samachem and Beis. However, Rabosai, when we have certain or kevas nevelas, excuse me. Or kevas kshera, which is mamad, the milk makes into cheese. The Rambam said it's mutter because it's batel b'shishim, and Tosfos says no, it's not batel b'shishim. You know why? On the level of the Rabbanon give a status of macholos asuris to meat when it comes into contact with milk, and vice versa. So it's treated. That's a very big chiddush, but that seems to be this particular opinion. You have to analyze a few important things. We spent time reading Sivkotin Lamed just now. Let's go back to Sivkotin Choftes. We saw some of it, maybe in brief. Let's go back to Sivkotin Choftes, which is very, very important. Sivkotin Choftes. Very important Sivkotin in the Shach. Very important. Let's read it together. Sivkot v'choftes. Slowly, okay? It has to go slow. Slowly. What did it say in the Shulchan Aruch? If you had melicha or kovosh, also lahamid bo, choftes. Mashma, then chiluk ben korosh l'tzolu. Whoa. No distinction made by the mechab. V'haynu l'chatchila. The mechab on a chatchila level, as is in all cases. V'yaf al-gav demut ul-levashel b'korosh afilu l'chadchila k'mosh k'osav yisivkot n'chafei. Says the Shach had written, Hosam shayni, she'ein kan isur alimishum chalav akeva. The keva and the korosh hu have a kipirsha. It's junk, it's garbage. Aval hocha, listen very carefully to every word. Nei de pirsha hu, true, the congealed milk in his stomach is considered the junk. Mikomagom, keva de nimlach osho mesles bekeva, al kochach kibla ta me ora keva, ulahachi osu lechatchila lahame vogvinis. Look at this amazing shach. The shach is saying true that this perish is junk. But once the perish accepts taste from the or kevas nevela, from some skin and some meat, and that is powerful and tasty. So then we say, Rabosai, look again one more time. Then we say, it was Nimlach, Hashem, Es, it accepted some time from Or HaKeva, and I don't care if it's perish. It's still also the Chatzchil Lamed Bo. Mew. Need the Yevet. Tasa Mechav, Mesir, Mes Yosef. Tesh Lahate Bechol Inyin. V'lochein Sosam Kan, V'yenken Dasa Rav. The Mechab only said, also lahamid bo,
He never said that the Eved is Usur. Why not? Because of what he said in the Beis Yosef, quoted by the Shachs of Cotton, Chav Tes. But the Ramah says, no, Ramah has even been the Eved. This is a very important dispute over here in Sivkot and Chav Tes. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Does everyone agree? No. The Beis Yosef doesn't agree. We saw the Beis Yosef paskin is mutter b'chol inyan. What's pshat in the Beis Yosef? Rabbi say, come on, guys. Let's look at ourselves in the mirror and be honest with ourselves. This substance is garbage. It's pirusha b'alma. So I don't care if this pirusha b'alma is garbage. Has recently absorbed some taste from the Or Keva, etc. Garbage which absorbs taste converts it into garbage. That's the Beis Yosef sheet. Wow. Amazing. That's what it says. Wow. The Machlokes. The Beis Yosef holds that way. Not everybody agrees. Absolutely not everybody agrees. Now that we've seen the Shach Chav Tes, let's go backwards and see Chav Zayin. I know it's a little strange to go backwards, but once in a while it's the smartest way to go. The Shach Sivkotin Chav Zayin. Rabosai, take a look, please, if you don't mind. The Shach Sivkotin Chav Zayin. So I go slowly, very slowly. Slow. Chav Zayin. What did it say? Shenimlach bekevasa. Zelashon Beis Yosef. Vashir tzarech melish yishe bemelicha. Sheikhashir voseach. This bar besimen samach des. Ebe moliach bekli shenem anukov. Where did we see that before? Who has good memory? Who else? Same author. Where else did we see it quoted? Remember? Forgot? Correct. The Kurus HaKetz, the same author. We're familiar. We know. We're experts already. We know this already. We saw this earlier. It's immediate. When I was a child, my mother, Aleha Shalom, had me be the golem to hold the liver over the fire on Friday afternoons. Who had ever seen this process being done? Hold up the livers over the fire. Who's ever done it? We're a small minority. Now, I think you can't even get these things anymore. They don't give them to you, or they give them to you kosher. You know, do you guys know what I'm talking about even, Michal? No. Okay, we're not learning melicha, but liver cannot be kashered with salting. That's too much blood. You have to roast it. Yes, sir?
I think they sell unkashered
for broiling. They sell unkashered for broiling? In a separate unit. You know, when many years ago when I got married, the Empire Chickens, I think I stopped doing it, I think, they sold frozen chickens with the liver inside. And on the outside it said, liver is inside in the cavity, must be removed before cooking. Because if you don't, you have major problems. Major problems. Why? Why? Because the liver is full of blood, right? If you cook it and leave it inside, the blood of the liver will get absorbed into the what? Into the chicken. I'll tell you a story. You'll never forget the story. When I got married that many years ago, So we live there in Washington Heights. Well, I said, we have to have a guest. We've been a week in the house. I got my I'm just celebrating an anniversary just a few days ago. So our first real guests were Rosh Hashanah. It was a 3-day yontif that year. This is very common, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. We had guests, Rosh Hashanah, Bochum from the yeshiva. But she didn't want to wait that long, even though we had Sheva Brachos, from my Sheva Brachos, and the Sheva Brachos till Rosh Hashanah was only a week, but she have to have a guest. So I invited my Chavrusa. We come to learn with me anyway, you come to my house. His name, some of you may know, Rabbi Ezra Bick Shalita. Who learned with Rabbi Bick and Gush? Who learned with him? Who knows him? Who went to Gush, right? You don't know? He probably remembers the story. Ask him, maybe, see if he remembers the story. So he was invited as the first guest in our house. Chavrusa. Instead of coming after supper to learn, come for supper. Good. My wife grew up in a home where her mother actually either sold the chicken herself or whatever. If not, she went to the local busher in Far Rockaway where she lived, and El Chayid, really a frum Jew that she trusted 100%, and he gave her fresh chickens and fresh meat and no chachmas, you know, whether he cut. Well, she never heard of frozen chicken. Well, we heard of frozen chickens. That was my. But her aunt was a Modernisha, a modern woman. She knew about frozen chickens. So we went to her for Sheva Brachos, and she packed us up, as good aunts do to their nieces, with a bunch of food. Yeah, I have an empty house. She was right, the house is empty. Here. And she gave her a frozen chicken. My wife had never seen this animal in her life. What's a frozen chicken? She knows about a frozen chicken. No. So what'd she do? Took the chicken, and she put it into the pot, and put it in water, cook the chicken. So now we have a chosh of a guest who is coming, a Talmud Chochem is coming for supper, we'll be able to serve fresh chicken, meiridik. Okay, very nice. About to serve supper, the guest comes in, and the chicken is taken out of the pot, and it's being cut open, and so on. What's that? Liver? It was in a plastic bag, but that wasn't, things got through. Guess what? That was our first Yoredei Shaila in the house. And the local rabbi, who was me, Paskin, correct me or not, I don't know, that the chicken is treif because it has all absorbed the blood. And we ate tuna fish, chicken of the sea. Next time you see Rabbi Bick, ask him if he remembers that story. I'm quite sure the story is accurate in every detail. Maybe I'm getting things wrong. It's been a number of years since then. Throw my side. All right? These things happen in the Jewish home. They absolutely do. Okay, so we got a little bit sidetracked. We're trying to learn a little bit in the Shach. Take a look. So the Shulchan Aruch said again, "Shenimlach bekevasa." It was salted. Oh, so let's back to the shachs of Kadosh Chavzayin. So the Shulchan Beis Yosef, "Vashir shetzorach sheyishav emlicha sheyichashav aseach nizbar besimin samaktes kavim oleach bekli shein emanukov v'shir emlichasa l'shir aseach kot Rabbeinu simin tzani aleph." End quote of the Beis Yosef. Rabbeinu of course means the tour. V'yim kain. Dato, shetzorach sheyishav emlichaso kadei sheyitnu al aor biyaschal artiach kudel simin samachtes sifyut ches. Fine. Vetzorach sheinimlach kol kach sheinu nechol machas milcho ukidel kamon simin sari aleph sif hey. This is the mechaber speaking. Rav Yosef Karo is a maker. Nirin, afl didan Ashkenazim the kaimalon simin samachtes in hago v'mlicha. Less on Miad, we already saw in the book of Yosef and in the Nekudas HaKesef, right away it's Asa Miad, number one. V'chein, afilu lo nimlach rak ma'at, k'derech shemolchen litzli. So I got sidetracked. When I was a child, I was told by my mother, here, you take this liver and hold it over the fire. But before she did that, she sprinkled some, what is called the grobezalts. What's grobezalts mean? Not the fine salt that we have in our salt shakers. What's kosher? What's what grub mean? Coarse, thick, grob, a grob, we call the kosher sword, that they have these big, because we'll see later, for the kosher meat, you don't want to have this small little, it's too thin, you need grob is out, which can absorb a lot of, so she put a little bit grob is out. Who needs grob is out? You don't need it. Strictly speaking, if you hold it over the fire takes out all the blood. That's a better job than the salt. Nonetheless, the minute Kol Yisrael, it's called in Shulchan Aruch, that before you do tzli to get rid of the blood of the liver, you throw on some salt. Okay? That was my job, to hold it over the fire. My job. Okay? So therefore, it says over there, about we paskin, even the smaller amount of salt, not the larger amount that was put on a chicken or a piece of meat to kasher it. It's much, much more. It's so thick salt, you couldn't even eat it. Even a smaller amount, we follow these two chumras. One, it's miyad, and two, even melicha letzli is enough to make a problem. Not melicha lekdera. Mikomakom, yesh lahater kamer di'eved, im emir bogevinas, im lo nimach b'chai gavna. Why? All of a sudden, the shach is turning into a mekel. He says, we have two chumras. We Ashkenazim, we are Sephardi friends, you're laughing all the way now. We'll get you back. But right now, we have two achumas we Ashkenazim. One, melicha, we ask her immediately. And two, we say that even if it's melicha letzli, it's a small amount of salt, it also asks. All of a sudden, we're going to turn meat into mekila. Why? Number one, both of these points are controversial. Sfarim and mekila in both of them. And number two, kevan de belavochi harbe poskim ba mechabe michlolam. Number one, he says the mechaber, and Siftes says there's no problem to begin with. Those things, there's no machal also to begin with. That's what we saw. She was referring to him yesterday. Number two, v'gam hu milsa derabbanon, v'minat Torah eino also l'derech bishuv l'ardei melicha. So since there are two additional leniencies, one, some say the milk is kosher to begin with. Considered perish, even though it's tzalu. Two, the whole thing is only with the rabbanon dekashayla. Therefore, even we Ashkenazim will write achenu asfaradim maran bet Yosef that he holds that if it's only a small amount of salt, which is usually used for tzli, for a short period of time, which is we call miad, well, even though we're machmen those two shaylas in and of themselves, put them together with the fact that maybe there's no issue in the first place because maybe that chol of tzalu is pirusha b'yama. And number two, the whole shah is that the Rabbanon, Rabbi Moreno Ashach is making. You have to understand the way these Gedolim think. They're putting together already so many different factors in reaching a decision. But the Chatchil of Chosu Mach. Adkan, the words of the Holy Shach. Does everyone understand the Shach well? You got it straight? It's important to get it straight. 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 Now, this is the Shach says, Baruch Hashem, the Shach is Mekel. We love the Shach, don't we? Shach is Mekel. What could be better than that? Shach is Mekel. Does everyone agree with this? Well, let's take a look at the Prima Garden. What will happen, in all these various cases? Look at the Prima Garden, please. Right here, Chav Zayin. Ayin Shach Hiskim Latatz the Kadika Deos the Tzol Havi Pirsha, right, according to one pit, there's no waste in the first place. Hilkach called Lo Havi Meluach Sheinecha Machas Milcho, which is Kedera. And number two, Vishor Kashir Al Ha'esh, he's talking shorthand, Al Ha'esh Yartiach, Ein Isser, Gvaldik, the Shach is a Mekel. Then he throws in a monkey wrench. Miu, kidei klipa beinan al kolponim shishim k'mosha kasavti b'staz sefkot m'ches. There's problems that this is kidei klipa issue. Miu, im nimlach melicha muetes v'lo shoa v'hemet gvino subishtu agvino sachakach efshadein lehokel to suhavi do raisa. Remember, the shackles rely on the fact that the whole shackles are the Rabbanan over here. There's no shishim, yesh lion b'zeh. So the Prima Gadam is giving a little bit, throwing some chumras at us. Some chumras at us, Rabbi Osei. Some chumras at us. What's pshat in this Prima Gadam? Why did he have these chumras? So some say, Rabbi Osei, that, listen carefully, the klipa issue, which is found over here, is as follows. There is an opinion, which is quoted by the Shach. Take a look, if you will, in the Shach Simon Tzadi Aleph, Sifkot Yud. I know we're getting a little bit far off, but listen, look, please turn. Simon Tzadi Aleph and Shach, Sifkot Yud. What does it say over here? No problem. Cold meat falls into cold milk, just rinse it off. Says the holy Shach Yud. What happened? Piece of kosher salami fell into a tray for soup. Tzarech klipa to peel it off. Mevio rabba toras chatas. Period. Says the holy shach v'tzarech here. Kilo nimtza mizeh dover b'mordechai esmach. It's not there. It's a misquote on the party of Sivet. V'ad rabba. Mistima sadreim shom. Tashyach. Mashma ipcha. Chemashav b'shas, psochem I involved in chiluk, shari dura maharil, chemashav osa poskin. This is what the shach is being making when it comes to bosa b'cholov, and making with respect to other isurim as well, as opposed to isur v'heter, who is machmer with respect to other isurim. Take a look, if you will, in the prima garden right over here. Sif Se Das, Simon Sari Aleph, Sif Kot Yud. Hashar Hisig al Ha'isav Heta Oruch, Shemachalek Ben Heta Shenofali Isit Solul, Boy Heta Klipa Bitsone, Uposta Bechola Venekin. Why? The Tori Lo Havel at the Rabbanon, even if you would sink, let soap there for a whole day, it's only the Rabbanon. Lo Gozru Kai Gavna, Vedai Bahadocha. So writes that opinion. He's a v'heter, that's his opinion. His opinion. Oh. So he goes into this a little bit intricacies over here in Simon Sadial. Let's now chazer again, Rabbi Osei, back to our inyan. So Rabbi Osei, this is in the Shach in Simon Sadial. Comes it in the Prima Gadam. So the Prima Gadam elsewhere, later on, in Simon Kuf Hei, Sivkot and Dalet, quotes this over here, Issa V'heter. We don't pass like Issa V'heter. The Prima Gadam says, that's only if it falls into a bland liquid. But if it falls into a spicy, salty, briny liquid, then everyone accepts, many people accept, the principle that is enunciated here by Issa V'heter. We don't follow him in a bland liquid. The Prima Gadam says we follow him in a sharp liquid. The problem, of course, becomes, but Issa V'heter only said his piece by Shari Surim, not by Bosa B'chol. We just read it together. That we saw over here Beferish and Simon Sadi Aleph, Siv Koton Yud. It's very difficult, Rabbi Osei, to ask it based upon that. So the real answer is, Rabbi Osei, that when we talk about Melicha Ketzli, we said it as follows. Then we make them. But Melicha Kekdera, a lot of salt, then we ask it. So all the Tzirufim of the Shach over here in Sivkotan Chav Zayin, Sivkotan Chav Tes, He's mitzarev this one, mitzarev that one, right? Those only work by melicha litzliya, small amount of salt. Kamas melicha k'gzera, big amount of salt. He says nothing works. Nothing works. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. One more point, which requires explanation, which is found in the biur with the Bali al shulchan, but I'm not going to read it to you inside. Is what do you mean shishim k'neged the k'dei klipa? How do you calculate that? What does that mean? Look, liquids are always interchanging. You do this, go on the physics book. The molecules of a liquid are always interchanging. Things don't stay still. It's always moving. Every single thing is k'dei klipa. Every single molecule, that whole liquid, at one point or other, passes through within the k'dei klipa of the other item, of the meat item, as we'll call it. He's upset, doesn't like this. This is the biurim of the Bali HaShulchan, the Mamaschal HaTzolo. But again, I don't want to read it right now. But if you have a chance to look at it at your leisure, please feel free to do so. So Narabosai, we have to go a little bit further. A little bit further. Take a look over here in the Ramo. We're still on Sifyut. We haven't got to Sifyut Aleph yet. I told you, progress is slow, but slow and steady. You keep making a little bit of progress incrementally, and then you need time to review these things over and over again. Very important. Shishim b'cholov hakol mutar. V'im hoya hakeva krusha eina oseres klum. Afilu lohoya shishim b'cholav negad hakeva. Why? This is Ramola Shitosel back in Sif Tes. If it's congealed, what's it called again? Who remembers those two words? Pirshabiyama is junk. Junk. If it's junk, it's junk. What about junk? Junk is junk. Baruch Hashem, junk is junk. I don't have to worry about junk. This is what it says over here in the words of the Ramo. Very good. Very good. We say the word keva. What do you mean by keva? Just get the words straight. The words are important to understand what the words mean. What does the word keva mean? Krusha, pischet shuvah sivkot yudches. What do you mean keva is krusha? How can that be? How can meat be krusha? No. Hacholam shebekeva krusha. Eino seres. The pirusha biyamahu. Okay? Very, very important. You know what the words mean? But the b'dievet. Fine. What about the taste of the meat which was absorbed? Take a look on the Tazif Kot Yudalf. We made reference to this earlier. The Pirish of Yamahi. V'yeloma mikomukom yesu mishim tam abostra nivle biyosa Pirisha. As the Beis Yosef said, no. It's like not bar not. Oh my goodness gracious me. We thought we could avoid these contents for a while. No way. The Taz throws it in our face. Let me give you a brief description of Nat Banat. We'll see you later in the Shach a little more. I have a meat pot. What does that mean? I previously put meat in this pot and it got cooked. Fine. Now I take fish, which is parva, and I put that fish and I heat it up in this meat pot. So it's, what do you mean by Nat Banat? The taste of the meat, nos and tam, went from the meat into the pot, and from the pot into the fish. Not bar not. Not the son of a not. Everyone follow me? Two steps removed from the meat. Went from the meat to the pot, from the pot to the fish. It's still mutter. You're allowed to put butter on that fish. Famous Gemara, not bar not. Dogim sha'alu bekara. Mutter la ochlam bekutach, some kind of milk pudding. You can put the fish into it. Says the Taz, here too. It's like not bar not, like dogim ba'olav shalav bekara. Uvedake Moshe cholak azeh. The lo havi not bar not. What are you talking about? Kevin shekibla cholav tami akeva havi ketam rishin. You can't call us not bar not. But why is it din right anyway? We mentioned before. The reason is that the same way as it's garbage, any meat taste that gets absorbed into it becomes garbage too. Rambam doesn't hold that way. Rambam says it's good stuff living in garbage. Interesting machlekes. Oh. Now we come to the shach. The boys in the base management were bothered with the shach. Let's review it again. I saw with some of the Talmidim. Let's see the shach, Rabosai, Sifkoton, Lamid, Aleph. Let's go. Kloma. Imhoyo hacholim shebekeva kurusha. Eino seres klum. Afilu lohoyo shishim becholim shehu amad. Which is turned cheese. Neged hacholim shebekeva. Vatam. The bekar shkoshim hacholim kipir shebiyam. V'lekul ameima kol ponim kibla tame or hakeva. V'nosin tam bag venus. V'lo havi not bar not lehet teiro. To tam sheni di isuru. What does that mean? Not by the term means the meat to the pot to the fish, it's still heter. Can't say that over here. In this case, it doesn't work. V'dami lib tzolim shebluwe mi basar ubishlim b'kterech ha-leves shechazav atur mechaber. Because it's not two steps of heter. Why don't we say that? No, we don't say it. Why not? To ein koach b'tam shekipel perish ze min haor l'chshe yischaber achakach im cholav gomor shemimenu nasa gvino sheyolich imo tam bosor. It doesn't have enough strength to carry with it the taste of meat. So therefore, it can't take this taste with it, if you will, to mix into that milk, which becomes cheese, to make it basa b'cholav. Gets left behind. Fascinating. Back to the shach, let's see some more of his explanations. Go slowly. Then, b'koach shetam shekibel perish ze min ha'or l'cheyischaber ha'kach im cholav gomer shemimenu nasa gvino sheyolech imo tam basar. It doesn't do a good job of taste transfer. Left behind. V'aterezo, that's a levush, kosev ezel shom. Afal pish mikom mokom kibel tam basa v'chozum mavliyos atam begvina shemamid. Yeah, lo havi ala nat bar nat kidogim shalu bekara shemutu leochlem bekutach k'moshi yizboer. V'lo kiven yofes. Sorry, Levush, you got it wrong. Lo domi ledogim shalu bekara davi nat bar nat leteira kodem shemorech alisa. Pot to fish, no meat to pot. Pot to fish, it's still heter. Shabbos and Ostab Bekara, Bakara Bedogim, then we're not about that tail, I told you. Vlachemut loch machakach, Bekutach. Avalok alohavi alechad no sentam le tero. Dahainu, Hakeva, Rabosai, Becholov Hakorosh. The Keva gave its taste into the Cholov Hakorosh. But once the Cholov Hakorosh is mixed into the rest of the milk, it's already a problem.
Hanikpebo, that's the basa b'cholov, tavi garua min apanat mitzachu perish gomer, end quote. That's the quote of the Beis Yosef. V'heven, who's heven? The Levush. Tohochana min apanatu, elishi mitzachu perish goyosi min apanat, vilesi, got it wrong. Tohochalo min apanat klal, k'moshka safti. El de keven, shu perish gomer, gomer min apanat, The Levush misunderstood the Beis Yosef Rav Osa. He understood it's not by not plus another kul of perish. No, it's perish, which is more lenient than not bar not. A misunderstanding. Okay. Fine. It's interesting, when we saw the Pischei Tshuva before in Yud Ches, he calls Ayin Prima Garden. They only read the first half till now. Pischei Tshuva Yud Ches. Ayin Prima Garden, it's on the Shach Lamed. Shekasav de mikol makom im nivlach cholav gomav bekorosh v'chakach lebosar. Regular milk was absorbed by the congealed milk. And then went into the meat. Oser, the davka tam anivla nasa pirisha gamke. Abba be'en lo. So hard to define the difference. What's called nivla is absorbed. What's called be'en? Be'en is extant. The shuv pikpik was there. Maybe it's not considered to be be'en in this kind of a case. That's found in the Pischei Tshuvos of Katan Yud Ches, citing from the Siv Seidas, Os Lamed. Os Lamed. All right, Baruch Hashem, we managed to understand, I hope, so far, this yourself. Now. It's time to get to, as we said, very slow progress, Shach, the Ramol, further with the next Shach. We're going slow with the Mamash, one thing at a time. We have to read two more lines. It's mamash a slow progress. Two more lines. The Mahoya came with Solo Mitchila. Vindikrash. Yesh lo din Solo. Remember what the Ramah held that Solo is also asked even by the Yevet? She just toasts. It became Kurish later. What do we call that in English? Too little, too late. But asked her anyway. But the Yesh Mikila Bazaar. With a Mokab Hefsid Yesh Lachal. What? How? What's Pshat? How can you be making on the Charlotte? Started off as a liquid. What's going on over here? Well, it comes from that same Mordechai in Tov Shalom and Gimel, which we spoke about, which I haven't read with you in Sagas, because it's a little bit too long. But those of you who saw the Mordechai will recognize some of this discussion. We'll see in the Shach who quotes some of it as well. I both say Lamed Beis in Shach. Lamed Beis in the Shach. And I said slowly but surely. After the female sugar safety, Miss Cotton Cafe. That feel of a courage, Mamma Shesh Machmirin, yeah. Nire, right? We saw that's the opinion of the Marshal, right? Based upon Rashi. Nire, the Hocha bit Solo Vinikrash, yes, the Hokel Gam came and Malcolm Epsom Maruba. Why? Kavan again, the Sirufim, the Ain, kind of the East of the Rabbonim. Yeshisma Bichagavna, Chubas, Rav Shimshim Ben Avram, Shemordechai Tashlag. Sefer Truma, Shari Dura, Shiesh Lo Din Korosh. It started off, it became salad, it was considered to be a salad. Some say, no matter what's going to be what. The old, Shepetorah's Chat is caused to be the Yevadesh, the Smoke, Ayesh Makilim, Mashma, Fiyot, the Mokosh, Enes, the Maruba. Im Kain, who Mashma, Din Solov, and Nikosh, the Garmel, Din Korosh. Doesn't matter, it started off as a liquid. So therefore, even though I said before, B'malkom Shein Hefsid Yesh Ha'achmir, after Karush, here too, by Tzolov and Nikrash, B'diyev is going to be good. And the Rif, and the Ramam, and the Shaposim, and the Mechabim, Mechlolam, Amat, even Mitzolov. This is typical Shach arguments. The Bach, Posik, B'Karush, Mamish, K'arav. Uvit Tzolov and Nikrash, Kosav, the Naktina, Lahakim, B'Yisura, D'Araisa, then Tzolov, that's Meruba, against the Ramam. Tema, my isura doraisa ikacha, homin atore eno osel derech bishul. It's cooking on a fire. V'cholam shoya v'keva zulo nesay demelicho kavosh. What are you talking about? Ulai lo koi ella acholam she nimsa v'keva ksheira she yonka min atreifa. El the pashat lish of the pshat lish on the mashva. The b'chol gavni marit. What's the doraisa? V'yodim kei my histigal rav. You know why? The harbe poskim atirin afil a bit solo. Jim Kane, kedai heim kol hanach poskim de mashrim solo v'nikrash lekorish mitchila lismech alem b'chay gavra. The sex fake. Some say even if it's liquid, it's okay. Some say even if it's liquid and congealed, it's considered to be congealed and sal is also okay. Tanya Shlomar, Sherashbo Shekosa B'Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. But also, who's ever seen in his life a Torah Sabayis? Who's ever seen the book? What does it look like? The middle is the Torah Sabayis. On one side is what's called what? The Bedek Abayis Torah, who fights every page with the Rashba. On the other side is what?
Mishmar.
So who wrote that?
The Rashba.
You're right. He wrote it anonymously. He didn't want to let on that it was him. He may believe he was a third party referee who always thought the Rashba was right. What a coincidence. He hinted that, he said, Goliya Kovar Abayis Ha'achal Yosem and Arishin. There was a certain hint that it was him. And on the side, in most editions, it's called Torah Habayas HaKotzer. The Rashi wrote a synopsis of his lengthy treatises in Torah Habayas. It's a classic safe. I can't ask anybody to buy it. But we're going to certainly be reading significant excerpts of Torah Habayas as we go through the year. So if you have it somewhere at home, please could I bring it in. Otherwise, we'll have to get one somehow or other as we become more involved in that beautiful safe. Look what he says. Torah Habayas HaKotzer. Nikrash b'chaya behema. He used the word b'chaya behema, implying that what? If it's nikrash after death, doesn't count. Eim edvar b'chaya kolkach. Tishlom ad'urcha d'milsa nukit. Tel ha'shvosim kol hanach posim d'liel. How do you know it's, he doesn't really mean it? She b'toras ha'bayis aruch l'riskan is klum izeh. Didn't mention in the aruch. Adrabah mashah sham ipcha. Because in Torah ha'bayis aruch he writes, he gives it a direct quotation. Fine. That's why. He defends this position. E tema did solo vindikrash violeti osur. Akatilo havale the tana le mistam. Why the tana is being silent? If you're going to tell me, typically they're using solo, I understand. If you're going to tell me that solo vindikrash is also us, you have a problem. Alavadai. Kemash nikrash hakach. Choshev kin nikrash bechaya behemo. It makes no difference when it became Korush. So writes the Shach in Sivkot and Lamed Beis, even within Shitas HaRashba. Oh. What's Takad Pshat? Why are there Gedolim who insist that it should become Korush during the lifetime of the animal? What's the difference when it becomes Korush? Who cares when it becomes Korush? Well, the Beis Yosef makes a distinction. What? Why? Where? Who? So apparently it's like this. When the animal is alive, the digestive process is working, and all kinds of enzymes are going in and out, etc., etc., then it becomes affected. Then it's affected. Okay? It becomes Pirusha B'Alma. Pirusha B'Alma. Pirusha B'Alma. However, once it's already slaughtered, and then it becomes congealed, it hasn't really changed much. It just sits it solidified a little bit. That's not a significant enough change. It's only a change in the combination of the digestive tract liquids working on the milk and then congealing them. That's a distinction which is worth noting. But if it's just happened solidified by itself after the animal died, that wouldn't help. That wouldn't help. The Beis Yosef says no. If it was nikrash in the lifetime of the animal, again, this Beis Yosef that distinguishes between the lifetime and afterwards is Rabbeinu Tam says that way in Sefer Yosher, and it seems that Rabbeinu Tam is the source for the distinction between what and what, Korush and Tzol. That's the text we saw in the Masechet Chulin. So if he says it's pshat, so this distinction would make sense. Would make sense that the Beis Yosef is correct. Even though the Beis Yosef was attacked by the Shach, Beis Yosef would never count the Beis Yosef out, ever. Maran Bet Yosef. Oh. Now, again, tomorrow after Sachi at 10:30, I have 2 minutes to go to 2:30. I'll give you just a brief preview of the next very significant piece. We're still in Sif Yud. Of course, I know it sounds like we're going so slowly. Still in the same Sif Yud. We're not going slow. We're going fast. Just that we're only reading very few lines. Let's go slow. Okay. Or Akeva. Lifomim molchin also umiyavshin also v'nasa ke'eitz umemalan also cholov mutter. The me'achash nesyavesh havi ke'eitz be'alma ve'ein bo lachluchis bosor. They put in a lot of salt. Mamash became hard, dry as dry can be. Says the Shach, once again, the Shach is the main man. Sifkot and Lamed Gimel. Who are din, Shabbat and Mamish, and Yabshin, Osa Shanasu Gates. Who may come from Nira, to Lechatchila and Lassus Cain. Lechatchila and Lassus Cain. It's only Mutter B'dievet, not Mutter Lechatchila. That's quite a blow to us. It's not Mutter Lechatchila, so you really shouldn't be doing it. The question, of course, becomes, why not? Why shouldn't we do it? What's wrong? Why did the Shach say that we shouldn't do it? Why? It's unclear. So perhaps tomorrow when we start the Shir, we'll see two reasons why the Shach may have held it prohibited. Where the nafka mina between them. They both say tomorrow I would like to finish Sif Yud. We actually read every word in Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud, only up to the Mefarshim. I'd like to finish that. At least if we can't finish Sif Yud Aleph tomorrow, at least make some significant progress for Siyata Deshmaya, Lean Eder, and Siyata as well, and Sif Yud Aleph as well.